V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
How sweet are your words to my taste? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119, verse 103. The fact that we now enjoy the vegetables that we hated as children indicates that as we mature, we can cultivate a taste for healthy, life-giving food. And since the Bible is soul food, you can cultivate a taste for that too. Scripture nurtures followers of Jesus as food nurtures the body. We don't simply learn it or study it. We assimilate it in ways that energize us into acts of love. Consumer research indicates the average Bible owner has 9 Bibles and is looking for more. What's wrong with this picture? The unexpressed secret is that many people find the Bible boring. Now, this is quite a recent but serious problem. Ancient Greek, the language of the New Testament, has no word for boredom. And it didn't acquire its current meaning in English until the last few centuries. When we consider the ancient world, no television, internet, movies, and virtually no books, we're inclined to think, how boring must it have been? But the ancients weren't bored. We are the generation that gets bored because the capacity to focus our attention and delight our minds in prolonged thought has been diminished by dependency on external stimuli. We have too many tempting alternatives. That's why becoming a faithful Bible reader begins as a discipline, continues as a duty, and finally becomes a delight. How sweet are your words? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. And that can be your experience too when it comes to reading God's word. You just need to get serious about it.
The word for today,
as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.